Honey, I have to tell you about what happened at my job interview. I don't know what came over me, but I did something very unlike me, and I need to explain. The interview took place at a nice restaurant downtown near the office. It was a busy lunch place, crowded with lots of professionals having business lunches. I arrived first and was seated at the corner table with a long bench along the wall, with a small chair opposite, which I took. When Eric came in, I was blown away immediately. He was my age, tall and handsome, with broad shoulders and a fit build. We shook hands, and mine felt like putty in his firm grasp. When he took off his jacket to sit down, I saw his muscled arms and chest outlined against his shirt. We made small talk, getting to know each other, and it turns out we share a lot of the same interests and hobbies. The conversation felt very natural, and we both kind of forgot about the interview. It began to feel like a date as we looked into each other's eyes and felt a strong connection. At one point, he got up to use the restroom, and since it was crowded, he passed very close to me. I couldn't help myself. I looked at his crotch and saw his huge bulge. When he returned, we tried to get back to the interview, but I kept getting bumped by the passing diners and staff. I expressed frustration, and he said I should move over to the bench beside him. There was plenty of room, and I wanted to sit close to him, so I did. We began flirting heavily, and my hands were on his shoulder and arm very quickly. He responded by moving in close and turning slightly toward me. The sexual tension was so intense now. And I put my hand on his leg when I laughed at his jokes, and eventually I just left it there. As I snuck peeks at his crotch, I noticed his bulge getting bigger. I was getting pretty wet by this time, and something just came over me. I couldn't resist his masculine energy, and he was quickly falling under my spell as well. I put both of my hands on his leg, feeling his strong thigh muscle as it flexed in response to my gentle caresses. I looked him in the eyes and moved my hands slowly up his leg, and he inched closer as his body eagerly anticipated where I was going. He was clearly erect under his thin pants, and I laid my head on his shoulder as I gently outlined his cock with my fingertips. He moaned lightly in my ear, and I gushed when feeling his hot breath so close to me. I traced my fingers along his shaft, and just as I was about to rub it, the waiter returned to ask how we were doing. I sat up, but kept one hand on Eric's cock and squeezed it gently as we both smiled and said we were done and to please bring the check. I turned back towards Eric and felt his cock with both hands and closed my eyes as he put his arm around me and held me close. I could feel how big he was. His cock was so thick and so hard. I just couldn't take my hands off of it. I moved them up and down as I rubbed him through his pants, applying more pressure and feeling him tense up. We finally left and went to his car, a large luxury SUV with plenty of room. We nearly attacked each other as we finally had some privacy. We made out like teenagers, and our hands caressed each other and became familiar with our pleasure zones. He laid his seat back, and I unbuttoned his shirt and kissed his muscular chest. Oh, he was a hard-bodied man with the best six-pack abs I've ever touched. I kissed and licked all over his torso with passion as I was so worked up by his sexy body. I slipped my hands down his pants and felt his cock jump when I touched the head. I tickled his smooth, silky crown as I licked his pecs and kissed his nipples. I unzipped his pants and gently pulled his cock out. I stared at it in amazement as I stroked it firmly. It was perfect in every way. Hard as a rock, thick and full all along the shaft. My hand just fit around it, and I held it tight with both hands as I kissed it just under the head. I worshipped his cock with a reverence I've never felt before. It was like the perfect example of manhood. Like I was pleasing the male spirit itself, and that I was powerless to stop. I sucked his cock like an eager schoolgirl, finally getting the football jock she has been longing for all year. Forgetting everything else around me and just focusing on pleasing this man I just met, I took him down as deep as I could and held him there while massaging his balls and jerking his shaft. I'd become a slave to his cock and everything else became secondary. I rubbed it all over my face, gave it sloppy kisses on the tip, along the shaft, and around his balls. I massaged it with my hands and mouth until I felt his pulsing get stronger. His cock was so strong I think it could have held up a brick, but I lavished my attentions on it, coaxing his strength out and feeding off of his power. I took his cock's head into my mouth and grabbed his girth with both hands, and I felt him grow slightly as I squeezed hard and spurts erupted in my mouth. His cum shot out like a rocket and I milked him like a wild animal. He was convulsing all over and hollering loudly as I squeezed and swallowed every last drop. We collapsed together and laughed quietly at the scene that we had just made. He apologized for being so aggressive and said he would love to return the favor now, but I cut him off and smiled and said I needed to get back home. He said, "What about the job?" And I replied, "I'll call you tomorrow." So, what do you think, honey? Should I go to work for him?